Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Mercy, I've got to open a valve here and vent or the pressure is going to explode my brain, the prophet Isaiah said. Judgment is turned away backward and justice stands afar off. Why? Well, because truth has been cast into the gutter or the street, Isaiah 59:14. Well, I picked up the truth and crying for judgment to turn around and grab justice and get back into the streets of America. Gavin Zine's bill to reduce penalties for sodomy with minors. That's what liberalism does, you know. It removes divinely appointed barriers to evil and invites the monsters of cultural corruption to prey upon our children. A transsexual Satanist anarchist wins the GOP nomination for sheriff in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It's a male pretending to be female who ran for office of sheriff on the BLM slogan. You know, F the police, that kind of thing. You understand that Satan loathes bringing new little baby humans into the world, so he advocates for the killing of babies in abortion and denigrates the marriage act with language that makes it vile, cheap, dirty, you know, like plugging seed into the dirt. That's what that word derived from French actually means, you know. By the way, they'll do anything to denigrate or degrade humanity. Like the BLM activist that videoed a protester shooting two police officers at point-blank range there in Compton, practically making a joke out of it, you know, while he's watching this go on. And then the BLM protesters in audience there at the scene followed the ambulance carrying the wounded officers to the hospital, promptly staged a protest outside the hospital chanting support for the shooting and their hopes that the cops would die, you know. What the left calls peaceful protest. Like the Portland, Oregon woman who was asked about the killing of Aaron Danielle by Antifa murderer, Reinald, said, so the F what? You know, that's one of their favorite words. Again, she was told the man shot by Reinald died, and she said, tough luck. You know, so don't be a Trump supporter in Portland. Nice people. Sounds like she's taking the advice of Maxine Waters, you know, get in their faces, let them know they're not welcome, and so on. And the Biden supporter who went on a rampage punching Trump supporters in the face at a MAGA rally, including an elderly woman, you know, those folks that the left pretend to love so much, they want to protect them from the CCP virus, you know. The ones Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, and Wolf sent into nursing homes to die of COVID so Biden could blame Trump for killing everyone who died of their COVID. Yeah, the Democrats... COVID 2020 campaign strategy. That's what it really is. There's something called COVID-19, I know, and it refers to a virus that we're hearing now was manipulated in a Chinese lab and then when released into the general public. We know China shut down travel from Wuhan to anywhere within China, but allowed them to travel everywhere else in the world. You know that one? But then there is this panic and this fear generated by the Democrats as part of their 2020 campaign. Well, that's a different thing. You know, to shut down the economy, to free up hundreds of thousands of government-employed teachers from their tasks in order to task them full-time campaigning for Biden, right? That are filling out ballots, maybe. You know, takes a lot of manpower to fill out all those millions of mail-out ballots to get them in on time to sabotage the election. So it's the Democrat COVID 2020 campaign strategy that includes keeping you afraid to breathe the air God gave you so they can keep you away from the polls. Yeah, that's the Democrat COVID 2020 campaign strategy because they care so much about human life and dignity, right? They lie to you about the mask, even now saying the mask is more effective than a vaccine to protect you. What? Knowing that's a lie, but it's important to keep everyone obeying them. It's important to keep everyone under their control, feeling their control. Finally, they trust they'll break our will to resist, and you know, and we will accept the shackles of their oppression. We will become docile and submit to our masses. But they don't follow the rules themselves. You know, rules aren't for rulers. They're only for the ruled. That's the Democrats for you. That's their version of democracy. You can't have a gun, but we have people with guns all around us to protect us. But you can't have a gun. In fact, you can't even have the police anymore. We're going to defend that, right? Yeah, Harris is surrounded with government men with rifles, the same kind of rifle she wants to take away from you, and that she promised she would, if president, even if she has to use executive order to go about it. But men with the same guns she wants to take away from us, these are okay in the hands of government Secret Service personnel tasked to protect her. You know, and Nancy wants to fine you if you go to a hair salon, but she can go to a hair salon because, well, she's special. She's a Democrat, right? She's a Democrat ruler. Democrat rulers make rules for everybody else. They don't make rules for themselves. They're above the law, you know. But if caught, well, she just blame those that caught her for setting her up. You see, that's where she wants to turn your attention. She called for the appointment, though, yeah? Oh, no, she didn't. Do I hear her say that she didn't? Oh, that's right. You're too important to make a call like that to take care of so lowly a task. You had your staff do it. Probably your housemaid or, you know, one of your secretaries. Your office made the appointment, you liar. But you can't lie because you're the truth, right? So whatever you say is true because you said it. And you care so much about everyone that you rule over. Your sense of justice is warped. Woman, you get caught breaking your own rules and become insulted and indignant because someone calls you out on it and then cry you were set up. Ha! Try that at the great white throne when you stand before God and your crimes are read from his books. Distorted justice. Like the liberal Rhode Island professor Eric Loomis, who blogged a protest against the police killing of murderer Michael Rhino. You know, he's the killer of Patriot Prayer member Aaron Danielle. When this Rhino guy resisted arrest and actually threatened the police. But when told the guy did murder somebody, you know, this guy responds, this professor in Rhode Island, he says, he killed a fascist. I see nothing wrong with it, at least from a moral perspective. Of course, Patriot Prayer Group doesn't support or condone fascism. And in fact, that group has openly opposed white supremacists and denounced white supremacist ideology. But that doesn't matter. After all, as Shackelford says, if you're white, you're racist, period. That's all. So all whites must die, that or become slaves. It's really very simple, you know. A long time ago, some whites, relatively speaking, a few whites, owned slaves, most holding them as indentured servants, which is wrong, by the way, because it was not according to their own choice. And then some of these added the insult of physical abuse and cruelty, which is wicked and evil and horrible. So the only way to fix this, of course, is for, well, all whites several generations later to be vilified and killed. And all the whites who have rejected that and who have turned their back on that, but they must be punished for the, what? That's justice in the eyes of these perverts. And I mean that in the way of justice, BLM and Antifa folks. So, well, let's see, you know, back in about 1400 BC, an Egyptian pharaoh, and with the support of the people of Egypt, enslaved the Jews and required the Jews to give up their baby sons to be fed to the crocodiles of the Nile. So here's what we need to do today. We need to find every Egyptian in the whole world and kill them. But maybe first what we need to do is remove their newborn sons from them and sacrifice them on the altars of, well, whatever gods eat babies today. So, oh, wait. Sanger has already got that going. It's called abortion. And the people that are being wiped out by abortion are persons who claim a genealogical connection with, well, Africa. So what if it was only Egypt? It's close enough, right? Liberalism perverts everything it touches, and mostly it perverts justice. It's war, friend. It's war against justice. It's war against America. Well, you know, talk about the liberals' war on America and the battle for justice. On the latest effort to bring Obama administration Spygate operatives to justice, here's some news. 41 subpoenas have been issued by the Senate to compel testimony. I know it's frustrating. The wheels of real justice do move slowly. Liberal street justice, well, that's different, man. That rolls real fast. Like Eric Loomis, professor from Rhode Island, tells us, just call the guy a fascist and then shoot him. It's simple. Call all white people racist and then shake him down for reparations or enslave them. It's all very simple. Maybe it's a good idea, after all, to let the wheel of justice move at its pace that allows, well, justice to be done. You know, the whole innocent till proven guilty thing. It has something to recommend it. Soros is off limits at Fox? Huh. I agree with O'Reilly. There's something really, really wrong here. I watched that clip on Fox, and it was very strange. I mean, it was weird. Newt was making the point that Soros had invested, I think it's $17 million in local district attorney races to place anti-American Soros puppets in position to, well, do what exactly? I guess his interest in putting them in the positions they're in now is to handle what he needs them to do right now, you know, releasing criminals back into the streets who are arrested for violent protest, you know, right? So they can go on about their work of killing and maiming and destroying property and creating unrest. And, this was an odd thing for Soros to invest in so heavily, don't you think? $17 million. I wonder, and by the way, when you think about how small these races are, that's a huge amount of money. I wonder, did they have this planned all along? You know, put these liberal America hating DAs in position to be there to support their attack on America, the attack that's going on right now in blue states. Because, you know, he did put $50 million into BLM to help that organization grow. A memo from the Soros group funding them explained they wanted to help them end systemic inequality in America. Really? Yeah. It's all out now. It's out there. It's what we've been saying right along. Soros is funding this whole mess, right? BLM is bought and paid for by Soros. Soros is attempting to run a counter-revolution in America, a revolution intended to overturn the revolution of 1776, but it was really weird watching this on this Fox clip. I didn't see the entire thing, but what I did see was really disturbing. A voice interrupts Newt while he's bringing this out about Soros and says, Soros does not need to be a topic in this discussion or something to that effect. Very flat and very authoritatively, by the way. And then another party to the conversation says, I agree. And the main host, Harris Faulkner, was obviously surprised at this and uncomfortable with it. Newt was shocked and discombobulated somewhat. What, this is off limits? This is verboten? Verboten? Interesting choice of words. It was very weird, German, you know. It was a very weird moment on TV. Later, Faulkner expressed her disapproval that Newt's voice was shut down like that. So you can't mention Soros, huh? But it got out. Soros owns BLM, and it appears he owns at least some voices on Fox, too, now, huh? BLM is connected directly to the CCP. That's the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party, yeah. Soros owns them, and now they are connected with CCP, the Chinese. You know, the China Communist Party from Liberty Bell. I get this. We all know the founders of the BLM are proud Marxists. That's been out a while now, who have a lot in common with the communists. So really, it shouldn't be so much of a surprise, but still. BLM created another group called BFL, Black Futures Lab. And on the website of BFL, you'll find this statement, quote, Black Futures Lab is a fiscally sponsored project of the Chinese Progressive Association, end quote. So, what is the Chinese Progressive Association, end quote? It was founded in San Francisco in 1972 during the Asian American Movement. That's a Marxist advocating movement in America. It promotes the image and the interests of the People's Republic of China. Its mission statement includes promoting awareness of mainland China's revolutionary thought and workers' rights. And they're dedicated to, among other things, community control. Isn't that interesting? You know, if you listen to them long enough, they'll always tell you what they're up to. Doesn't Feinstein have an office in San Francisco? And wasn't she driven around by a communist spy for so many, 12 years or so? The Chinese want Biden to win. The Chinese Communist Party owns the Democrats. The Dim House wants to ban use of the expression China virus because it's discriminatory against Asians. Yeah, supposed to be anti-Asian. Friend, the Communist Party in China is anti-Asian. But okay, let's call it COVID-19, the Communist virus. The Communist virus, that works. Or the CCP virus, yeah, that works. And the Democrat Communist 2020 campaign strategy, there you go. Oops, I'm out of time for this segment. Well, now, I do feel better. Hold on to the break, my friend. I'll be right back.
The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense.
They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this spirit of Antichrist. The choice is clear. The battle for America is on. Choose your side, the spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the spirit of Antichrist and tyranny. Go to GodsWar2020.com.
The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Shai Bach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur. And Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I think I'll take a shot at Levin's question. Quote, if a defeated Biden does not concede and his party's rioters take to the streets in a coup attempt against President Trump, will the military be needed to stop them, end quote? Well, first, can the president federalize the National Guard and deploy them against a violent uprising within any state, or with or without the state's express invitation to do so? And the short answer is yes. Back in 1792, Congress passed and the president signed into law the Calling Forth Act. That law allowed the president to federalize state militia in time of insurrection or war. In 1807, the Calling Forth Act was replaced with something called the Insurrection Act, and that expanded the president's powers, allowing him to federalize state militias and deploy regular military to suppress an insurrection. In 1861, under Abraham Lincoln, this was expanded to include the power to do so without the express invitation of the governor of the state, so that today the president is empowered to federalize state militias and to deploy regular military in certain specified circumstances. And all of this is about deploying such within a state. Essentially, the political circumstances of the Civil War serve as the backdrop to these powers. Abraham Lincoln used this authority to put down the rebellion of the South, which of course meant doing so without the consent of the leaders of those states that were in rebellion. He also used this power to deploy the 7th Cavalry. In fact, they created the 7th Cavalry for this purpose, to enforce his emancipation decree in the South and to protect black Africans from the KKK, you know, Byrd's old group. Abraham Lincoln's use of this power disturbed the quieted South after the Civil War, who protested the activity of the 7th Cavalry. And so finally, a compromise was struck and the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 was passed. Now, this limited the use of military personnel under federal command for law enforcement purposes within the United States. However, amendments to the Insurrection Act were passed into law in 2006 and in 2007 in the wake of 9/11, and these provided exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act. And this actually only strengthens what is generally believed to be the constitutional power given to the president to deploy the military to protect the federal government if attacked, you know, to defend it against threats both foreign and domestic. And now the president of the United States is empowered to deploy the United States military and federalized National Guard troops within the United States in the following circumstances. One, the United States or any of the commonwealths or possessions is invaded or is in danger of invasion by a foreign nation. And then two, there's a rebellion or danger of rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. Or three, in a case where the president is unable with the regular forces to execute the laws of the United States. The president may call into federal service members and units of the National Guard of any state in such numbers as he considers necessary to repel the invasion, suppress the rebellion, or execute those laws. Orders for these purposes shall be issued through the governors of the states or, in the case of the District of Columbia, through the commanding general of the National Guard for the District of Columbia. End quote, and so on. And to invoke this power, the president must publish a proclamation ordering the insurgents to disperse, and then if they refuse, he must declare his intention to federalize the National Guard and or to send in regular troops to the governors of each state where this needs to be done, and then he can proceed. So Levin knows his stuff. He understands that this is a possibility. He doesn't ask whether or not the president can do this. He asks whether it must be done in the scenario he presented. To Levin's question, it is clear from the behavior of our blue states in response to the current coup attempt against Trump and his supporters by weaponizing the China virus as an economic attack on Trump and his supporters, wiping out the middle class, the small business owner, whipping up the protests, this phony basis and send them out attacking the American dream, you know, by the Democrat. This whole attack is devastating the blue states. The red states, governed by sensible people, Republicans, they're not having this problem. So you can be sure that they will not lift a finger in these blue states to stop the protesters who will rise up against Trump and support a Biden effort to take the kingdom by force. If Biden does contest the election results, I think we all expect that the Soros, Obama, Hillary, Biden, communists, will almost certainly activate their BLM, domestic terrorist riot squads, and the blue state Democrats will assist them. They will aid and abet the treasonous swamp one-worlders in their last-ditch effort to finally and fully remove America out from under God and bring America under the power of the Chinese communists. In fact, the Democrats have made certain that we hear their threat repeatedly and in many different ways. The left has warned us of their intentions. Hillary has ordered Biden not to concede in any case. Biden has warned that the violence will not stop unless he wins. The mayors and governors of the blue states, of the Biden blue states, have made it abundantly clear they will not intervene against the violence, and they've sent the message to these rioters, we're going to protect you, we've got your back. They will aid and abet this thing. This is treason, my friends, pure and simple. So yes, I think if Trump wins and Biden refuses to concede, there will be an open insurrection in the blue states, and Trump will have to federalize the National Guard and perhaps even deploy the regular troops to stop it, because the blue state governors will not lift a finger against it. And the Soros-appointed DAs won't do anything about it. But the question is this: how will the states and the military respond if this happens? The National Guard, you know, well, they might do what was done in the South and defy the federal government and either refuse deployment or actually turn on federal troops. Yikes. Now, whether the states will actually declare war against the federal government, actually, that seems less likely to me. But there might be a refusal on the part of the Guard, or many within it, to act without the express favor of the governors. So how will the Guard respond in those states where the dictator Democrats hold the governor's office? If the president federalizes the National Guard, which he can do in a time of insurrection, will the various state guards fall in under his command, or will they join their governors in treason and just sit it out? Or even more dramatic, will these blue states actually rebel, as in the South, you know, during the Civil War? Not only is there a question about how the National Guard might respond, there is a question about how the Pentagon will respond. It's no secret that many Obama-appointed generals in the Pentagon are parties to the conspiracy to drive Trump from office, part of the creatures of the swamp. I mean, it's because he will not play along with their one-world playbook and go and get into war after war after war after war. Look, Obama put in a pack of America-hating generals into position to bring the military under his command, under his control and influence. Remember that? He purged 197 officers in 5 years, replaced them with Obama bots. Now, I wonder how many of these Soros directed Obama to place. Yeah, they were kind of buds, you know. Soros was in the back pulling his strings. Soros strategically placed DAs to block justice being executed in liberal American counties. I wonder how much he influenced Obama's general picks. Obama got to where he was referring to America's military as my military. I don't remember any president ever talking that way about the military. I kid you not. He conducted a coup on the military, replacing all who disagreed with his policies. For example, because General Hamm disagreed with Obama's decision not to mount a rescue mission to Benghazi on September 11, 2012, Obama fired him and replaced him with someone more comfortable with betrayal of Americans. He is not the only 9/11/2012 casualty admiral who commanded the Stennis Carrier Strike Force. A strike group got fired on October of 2012. Why? Because he sent his group to assist and provide intelligence for military forces that had been ordered into action to respond to calls for help from Benghazi. That's the sort of guy Obama is. You know, if a general responds to Americans' call for help when under attack by terrorists, Obama fires them. Obama wanted an Obama bot overseeing the 450 ballistic missiles of the 20th Air Force, so he fired Major General Kerry and replaced him with an Obama ring kisser. The total was 197 officers relieved by Obama and replaced with Obama ring kissers. Yeah, often no reason was given for these replacements. Many of them were just bogus. All of these were put into position and into the military under Obama while he weakened the military. I think it was all set up so Hillary would come along behind him and finish the job of delivering America over to China's Communist Party. After all, how can we resist, right? Now, here's how to pray about all of this. First, pray that the election will be honest, fair, and free. Pray that the Democrat dictators in the blue states will be thwarted in their effort to use this manufactured CCP virus scare, all right? The campaign strategy to keep voters from going to the polls and justify their evil plan to send out ballots to everyone indiscriminately. Pray God will intervene and thwart their plan to steal this election or make a grab for it by voter fraud. I mean, whether it's by stacking the ballot box with fake ballots completed by hundreds and even thousands of teachers, printed by China or North Korea or Iran, all these things have been percolating out there and some evidence has showed it for this. No kidding. Watch for this. And second, pray the power of darkness to keep the truth from voters will be broken. The devils of darkness operating in the social media circles will be stopped from keeping the light of truth from the American people. And third, that God will miraculously stir in the hearts of all Americans voting to realize what the stakes are, or any that have any love for light at all and truth, to turn their hearts to vote for the principles of liberty and freedom that have made America great and against the communist takeover attempt by the left. And finally, pray that Trump wins and Biden loses, and more, that every liberal communist sympathizing socialist representative or senator or governor or mayor up for re-election loses, that God will uproot these trees bearing their evil fruit and cast them out of office, that God will have pity and free us from these oppressors. Friend, this is far from over. And what is needed is a blowout election where Trump wins so decidedly, there's no room for the Democrats to even contest the results. But you and I know that even if it is a blowout, the Democrats will test the direction of the wind. And if they think they can get away with this, they will rally to their side a coup. They'll do that. If the will to rise up and launch a coup dissipates, however, well, they'll just hunker down in their positions of resistance for the next 4 years until finally enough Americans have had enough of it, they just turn their back on these people. I trust Americans will finally get sick and tired of this, and they will en masse rise up against these blue state dictators and throw them out on their ear. We've got a chance if that happens. I really wanted to talk about the Constitution Day activities, about Barr's and Pence's and Trump's speeches. They were excellent. But maybe I can do that during one of our visits in the upcoming week. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. Now leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, or go to God's War 2020 and send me an email. And by the way, I'll make further announcements about this later, but I'm planning a prayer meeting, specially called prayer meeting, either Monday night or sometime Tuesday evening in November to pray about this election. And I'm calling on you to join me in prayer and fasting sometime during the month of October. And let us call on God Almighty to have mercy and pity us and intervene on our behalf and save us from these enemies of liberty. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Every day, we see proof of the wisdom of our founders. We've acknowledged the right of unbelievers to make their own choice for or against Christ. But see how they're not content that we should make room for their rebellion? Daily, they attempt to force us to join them in it. They would force us to teach our children the life-threatening lifestyle of the sodomites. They force us to fund the atrocity of baby murder. We have acknowledged it's their choice to receive or rebel against Christ, but they have used that freedom to take away our liberties. Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.